you call it, if you call it a swingle tree, but what about if there are two of them?
Double.
Swingle trees.
You call it a double swingle tree. Okay. And then on a buggy, the part that comes up on either side of the horse.
No, let me see. I know what it is, if I can recover.
Shafts.
Right. That's good. That swingle tree, by the way, is exactly the kind of thing that you don't hear that expression much.
No, you don't, and I'd almost forgotten it. However, it has been used in here,
sure.
You know, not too many years ago, but uh-huh. I almost let this slip.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you remembered it. The part of a wagon wheel that touches the ground.
Rim.
All right, and what is the rim fastened onto?
Well, that's wheel, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you say the spokes.
Well, no, the spokes comes from the hub. It goes up, and you know, there's wood.
Yeah.
Then around that, and then there's iron.
Yeah. Do you have any name for that wood that the spokes go into here and
to go on the wagon
hub? Yeah. Now, this is where the spokes go up this way, and there's wood up here that the rims are.
Well, now, if there's a name for the wood, I don't...
Have you ever heard the word, either the word felly? Have you ever heard the word felly?
No.
Or fella? If someone's going back and forth to the mill with carrying something back and forth to the mill all day long, wood or some things, say he was doing what? He was
hauling wood?
Sure. And, you know, they took a tree down and then they dynamited the stump and then they had to get the stump up. They had to put chains on it yesterday and then they wet it out of the field. They used a tractor maybe or mules and they had a huge stump.
Well, I don't know. I guess you'd say pull.
Yeah. What's another word for drag though? Yesterday they...
Drag?
Yeah, and today they drag it, but yesterday they, just think of the past form of drag.
Well, I don't know where it would be drug or not, is it?
That's fine. Drug is just about universal in East Tennessee. All the way down to Chattanooga. Drug is what I meant, sure. And something that's used for breaking up earth in an implement used.
Plow?
Yeah, now what different kinds of plows? I'm not so much concerned with brand names as I am with the different varieties of plows.
Well, now they had the, what they called a turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the layoff plow. And they had what they called a cultivator plow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where there's more.
Well, that's fine. Something that like a something that breaks the dirt up either even into finer
harrow.
You know, were there any different kinds of harrows?
Well, now you're speaking of what they used then, aren't you?
Right.
They had what they called a fine-tooth harrow,
mm-hmm.
and the big-tooth harrow.
The fine tooth and the big tooth. Now, what was the difference between those two?
Well, the big one was be larger spikes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the little, they wouldn't be, I'd say they wasn't more than 3/4 inch in diameter, that they would use, you know, that pulverized your soil.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just mostly used for gardens, those fine tooth harrows.
Mm-hmm.